So as I just shared with the children, again in this morning's lectionary text, we meet King Ahab, the unjust ruler of the northern kingdom of Israel. God's people, Israel, were named for Jacob, who wrestled with some kind of holy being and, after prevailing, asked the angel for a blessing. His blessing was a new name, Israel, which means struggles with God. So the kingdom of Israel had, and still has, a whole history of struggles with God. At first, they tried to live faithfully with just a covenant they had made with God to guide them. And yet, they were a persistently stiff-necked people, as the Bible called them, and demanded that God give them a king to rule over them. God finally gave them what they wanted, and pretty much as soon as they put their trust into a human ruler instead of into God's sovereignty, they found trouble. Ahab comes as one of the worst in a long line of unrighteous kings who led God's people astray. The role of the prophets in the face of unrighteous human rulers was to turn people back toward God. Walter Brueggemann, a scholar of the Hebrew Bible, describes Elijah as the prophet who dares to speak otherwise in the face of an unjust ruler. He calls Elijah the big interruption, a voice that disturbs the narrative of the powerful. Elijah is a problem for the king, a hope for the poor, a dazzlement in Israel that no one can decode. Ahab covets Naboth's carefully tended vineyard that sits beside the king's palace, imagining how much he would enjoy it as his own. The king waves his wealth and privilege to lure Naboth into selling away his inheritance. For Naboth, who is faithful to the covenant God made with the land, this is impossible. He says, "The Lord forbid that I should give you my ancestral inheritance." Instead of accepting no for an answer, Ahab sulks to his wife Jezebel, who devises a plan to have Naboth killed. After Naboth's murder, Ahab takes possession of the vineyard. Like the two Swedish men who have been in the headlines that interrupted a young Stanford man who was assaulting an unconscious woman in recent months, Elijah's presence interrupted Ahab's enjoyment of his newly stolen vineyard. Elijah proclaims Ahab's fate over his wicked and unjust actions. In a counter-narrative to Ahab's narrative of conquest and of greed. At the request of the Presbyterian Church in Colombia, the Presbyterian Church USA has sent North American mission accompaniers to spend time in Colombia among communities that are vulnerable to illegal land displacement. Peasant farmers who have been on the land for generations, living subsistently off the land, have been vulnerable these last decades to violent land takeovers, especially as recent fair trade agreements have increased the value of the land for single crop exports rather than food that would feed families and create wealth that stays within the community. Some farmers have refused to leave their land, just like Naboth did, and in too many cases have been murdered as paramilitaries, guerrillas, and drug lords fight their wars on the backs of the poor. When a North American mission accompanier joins a community vulnerable to displacement, the church has found that the law gets better followed. Violence is rarer, and in the case of forced displacement, communities are